And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. First couple of tracks that I'm going to play are going to be both by women. First track by Susanna Sterling and Khan, second track by Khan and Lita, both who are quite well known these days on the Bhakti Kirtan circuit. The first track is called Devakim, the second track is called Devaki, and we'll tell you why afterwards. You can give us a call, 604-822-2487. You listen to CITR.
Nishite tama udbhute jayamane janadane devakyam Vishnu Sarva Guhashaya
Vishnu Sarva Guhashaya. Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get Music on the Mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
Every year, for some time now, CITR Radio in Vancouver and a few independent and college radio stations around the globe have worked to give modern art a transmitter. The concept of giving art a birthday was introduced by French-born artist slash peacenik Robert Filliou. In 1963, he asserted that 1 million years ago there was no art. But one day, on the 17th of January to be precise, art was born when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water. 24 hours of radio art will broadcast midnight to midnight, January 17th, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and online at citr.ca.
Yeah, so on the 17th of this month will be 24 hours of radio art. Always an interesting time on CITR. Although I have not yet asserted myself, I would like to participate with that, so we'll see how that goes. Maybe we can put something together. So the first track was Susanna Sterling. And the second track was Kanam Rita. And both of these artists are from... actually, they're both based in California right now, I believe. Susanna Sterling was originally from the East Coast of the United States. And when she was much younger, she was into dance and theater in New York. She moved to California. And shortly after, she kind of came in touch with some more esoteric teachings in Eastern philosophy, and ultimately was inspired by bhakti yoga, and then sort of devoted the rest of her life to doing performance surrounding this kind of thing. Also, Kanam Rita, originally from the United States as well. The two tracks were about a personality called Dave Akeem. The last track by Kanam Rita was quoting some verses from one of the Puranas from the ancient Vedas. One of the verses, or one of the part of the whole verse, this mantra she was reciting. Jayamane Janadane Devakyam Deva Rupinyam. So, what does it mean? What does it all mean? Well, there's a bit of a translation I can give for that. It explains that the demigods and great saintly persons showered flowers in a joyous mood, and clouds gathered in the sky and very mildly thundered, making sounds like those of the ocean's waves. Then, Janardhan, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart, appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dense darkness of night, like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon, because Devaki was of the same category as the Supreme. In the next set, it's going to be a variety of things. We're going to hear more from Radhanath Swami, interspersed, and there will be, we're going to hear from a pretty amazing personality in the history of bhakti in the West, Vishnu Jan Swami, and also some recordings by the School of Braj, also recordings coming out of California. So a bit of a West Coast theme going on, I suppose. Also a remix of the mantra Govinda Jaya Jaya. And some various other things that may end up in there in the next half an hour mix period. You can send this email, mantraradioshow@gmail.com. Somewhere in there as well, as I promised last week, we're going to do a little bit of a 2012 snippet and see what magic we can work up with that. You can give us a call, 604-822-2487. First, we're going to start out with recordings. A recording of Vrindavan in India. I've managed to acquire an hour-long, really nice recording of different parts of the what is now, I suppose, a city, almost. Which started out as a little village, as most places do. Some of the sounds from that area, some of the sacred sounds. Hope you're doing well. We'll be back a little before the hour just to cap off the show. Listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Shave, body, they hide.
Dina grihe bhajanadeki grihete yukuoka boya charana sindhu. Sorry, charana sindhu dekhiya ganga sukha sasima payam. This is the part of what was sung in the song by Vishnu Jan Swami that we just heard, which its official name is Bhakti Anukula Matra Kayara Svikara. Quite a mouthful. But the first line is commonly known as Sudha Bhakata, because that's the first line of the song, which is written in the Bengali language. The explanation for that verse, what it's meaning, is that the author and the poet, the original poet, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is explaining that through the practice of bhakti yoga, he's experiencing unprecedented reactions in his body, and in his mind is alive in a very profound manner. Vishnu Jan was with us on this planet in the 60s, and well, before that, I guess probably was born in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and early 70s. He was, especially late 60s, early 70s, he was involved with mantra meditation in a pretty big way, dedicated his whole life to it. He was actually in the late mid-60s. He was there's one story that's told about him. He was part of the whole scene in San Francisco in the mid to late 60s, just when things were picking up. And there was a place in just north of San Francisco called the Morning Star Ranch, which was kind of like a hippie commune type thing. A lot of seekers that would come to San Francisco, they would find their way somehow a little bit outside of the madness into more of a sedate madness up at Morning Star. So the Vishnu Jam was there for a little while. And it was said at that point he used to basically, he had a two-headed drum. That's at that point, just a single drum that he would play. And he would just go into these ecstatic fits howling with his drum just for hours and hours and hours. Later on, he came into contact with Bhaktivedanta Swami, and through him adopted the process of chanting mantra, in which case that howling, which was so full of like his whole self going into it, suddenly became more focused and profound through the knowledge that he'd received in regards to chanting specific mantras. And from that point on, there was just no end to the limits of the experience of being with him. Was has been explained to me as being very, very profound. He was kind of one of those people that permeate exceedingly good vibes that you want to be around. So that's Vishnu Jam Swami, and as I said, the track was, for short, Sudha Bhakti. I'm going to let this play out, and this is a recording of Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Devaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo 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 Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopal Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya.
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopal Jaya Jaya.
Jaya, 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 Ja Hare Govinda Jaya Jaya.
We are all meant to work together. Human society is like a body. And there's different limbs of the body, and different organs, that perform very unique functions. Yes? The hands have a function that the legs cannot do. And what the legs do, the hands can't do. And what the eyes do, no other part of the body can do. And what the nose does, nobody... All of these different aspects of the body, in their own uniqueness, the kidneys, the lungs, the heart, the pancreas, everything is working for the welfare of the whole body. So similarly, there's different types of people with different natures and different skills. We're all supposed to work together in harmony for the whole of society. Everyone, the yogic conception of society or varnashram is every aspect of the society is trying to lift everyone else up by living in harmony with God and living in harmony with each other and living in harmony with nature. Mahatma Gandhi said that we should try to be the change that we want to see in the world. And that can also be extended. We should try to be the change that we want to see in other people. It's easy to criticize, but it does nothing for anyone. Real heroism is not just criticizing or finding faults. Real heroism is being the ideal that we expect the world and others should be. In our own tradition, we try to tune in to the frequency of the divinity within ourselves through what's called a mantra. The man means mind, and tra means to liberate. Mantra means a sound vibration that liberates the mind, that connects us to the divinity, to the ecstasy, to the love that is within us and within everything.
You listen to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The show's called Mantra. Pretty much brings us to the end of the show. We've got about 10 minutes left. I was going to mention, I was going to read something by Carlos Barrios. Carlos Barrios is he is a Mayan priest, a historian, researcher and author of a book called The Book of Destiny, which he's writing from his tradition, from his perspective in regards to 2012. He has some interesting things to say, which kind of maybe shed some light on how to utilize whatever energy may be there in the next 12 months for something, some kind of substantial change on the planet. One thing he says, meditation and spiritual practice are good, also action. It's very important to be clear about who you are and also about your relation to the earth. Develop yourself according to your own tradition and the call of your heart, but remember to respect differences and strive for unity. Eat wisely. A lot of food is corrupt in either subtle or gross ways. Pay attention to what you are taking into your body. Learn to preserve food and to conserve energy. Learn some good breathing techniques so you have mastery of your breath. Be clear. Follow tradition with great roots. It's not important specifically what that is. Your heart will tell you, but it must have great roots. We live in a world of energy, among other things. An important task at this time is to learn to sense or see the energy of everyone and everything, people, plants, animals. This becomes increasingly important as we draw close to the world of the fifth sun, for it is associated with the element ether, the realm where energy and also sound lives and weaves. Go to the sacred places of the earth to pray for peace and have respect for the earth, which gives us our food, clothing, and shelter. We need to reactivate the energy of these sacred places. That is our work. So this is Carlos's perspective on 2012, and specifically centering around the end of the year, the morning or the sunrise of the winter solstice, which is, according to Maya tradition, is calculated as being the beginning of the fifth sun, where the element ether becomes very significant. And of course, we have understanding from the Vedas that sound is actually, element is the carrier of sound. Somebody else who specifically instructed people to utilize sound in order to change the planet was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he also, in the last track that I'm going to play in a couple of minutes' time, which is entitled, well, at least the first line. A lot of these older are, this was composed by a poet named Radha Mohan, and it's in the Sanskrit language. A lot of these, they don't actually have names of songs, like song titles. They kind of go by the first line of the song. This one is Vande Vishvambar Padakamalam. So the first mantra out of four, Vande Vishvambar Padakamalam, Kandita Kali Yuga Dhyana Mala Samalam. And this means that in this current era that we're living in right now, this current time, currently 2012, it's a very strained time for clear thinking and clear consciousness. There's a lot of confusion and a lot of conflict between people. This is what Kali means, say Kali Yuga, Yuga meaning age. It means an era whereby we have difficulty understanding what is important and understanding how to make things work between us as people or inhabiting one place together. And we have so many disagreements about the goal of life, whereas we should be striving for unity. This is also the sentiment of the what Carlos Berrios was talking about. So the idea is that under the umbrella of sound or sacred sound, we can see unity through the process of mantra. The chanting of sacred mantras actually cleanses the ether, the element ether, which is becoming very pronounced currently in this time. And it actually raises the consciousness of the entire planet. It's a very, very powerful thing. So the last track will be a recording by a group of people from California going under the moniker School of Vraj. It'll be Vande Vishvambar Padakamalam. We will be back next week at 4 p.m. here on CITR on next Thursday for another installment of Mantra Radio. You can go to on Facebook, which I'm sure that you spend a lot of time on, although maybe you shouldn't. But you can go on there and search for Mantra Radio, and you can also send us email mantraradioshow@gmail.com. And if you go to the Facebook page, or if you don't want to go to Facebook, you can go to SoundCloud and search for Mantra Radio, and you'll also be able to find some of the most recent shows and mixes. My name is Raghunath. I will be back next week. I hope you enjoy the last track. Before that, I'm going to play a quick PSA on leadership for CITR. See you next week. Take care of yourselves. Namaste.
The 2012 UBC Student Leadership Conference, or SLC, is taking place this Saturday, January 14th. The theme for this year's conference is Breakthrough. The conference will focus on identifying obstacles, then equipping you with the tools and inspiration to break through to achieve your goals. There will be inspirational speakers, workshops on everything from time management to international service learning, involvement opportunities, and a chance to meet student leaders from across the campus. The keynote speakers this year are spoken word artist Sarah Kay, as well as the best-selling author Neil Pasricha, who wrote the Book of Awesome. Check out slc.ubc.ca to see all the content, enter contests, and to register to attend. Hope to see you there Saturday, January 14th.
Vande Vishvambara Pada Kamalam.
Vande Vishvambara Pada Kamalam.
Vande Vishvambara Pada Kamalam.
Vande Vishvambara Pada Kamalam.
Kandita Kali Yuga Janamala Samalam.
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 Vande Vishvambara Pada Kamalam.
Vande Vishvambara Pada Kamalam.
Vande Vishvambara Pada Kamalam. Saurabh Karsita Nija Jana Madhupam.
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 Karuna Kandita Viraha Vitapam.
Karuna Kandita Viraha Vitapam.
Vande Vishvam Vara Para Kamalam. Vande Vishvambara Pada Kamalam.
Vande Vishvambara Pada Kamalam.
Nasita Hedgata Mayati Miram.
Nasita Hedgata Mayati Miram.
Nasita Hedgata Mayati Miram.
Nasita Hedgata Mayati Miram.
అరణ్య కాంత జగతమ చీరం వరణ కాంత జగతమ చీరం వందే విశ్వం వర పర కమలం వందే విశ్వం వర పర కమలం సతత విరాజిత నిరుపమ శోభం
సతత విరాజిత నిరుపమ శోభం
సతత విరాజిత నిరుపమ శోభం రాధామోహన కలిత విలోభం రాధామోహన కలిత విలోభం వందే విష్ణుం వర పర కమలం వందే విష్ణుం వర పర కమలం గాంధీత కలియుగ జనమల సమలం ఖండిత కలియుగ జనమల సమలం